Support for Politics and Public Policy reporting on SDPB is made possible by SDN Communications, your business broadband provider. Learn more at sdncommunications.com.
South Dakota Public Broadcasting introduces you to the candidates of the 2018 South Dakota election. Today we welcome Jess Olson of Rapid City. She's a Republican candidate for the State House of Representatives in District 34. Jess Olson, welcome. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Give me an idea of a little bit of your background. Let's get to know you.
Yeah, so I grew up right here in Rapid City, and I went to Southwest Middle School and Stevens High School, and my family is from here, so it was wonderful growing up in the Black Hills. I'm a fourth-generation South Dakotan, so I spent a lot of time East River on our family homestead that my family built in the 1890s. Wow. That's where I learned to drive and pheasant shoot. So really a wonderful South Dakota upbringing with a close-knit community. And then I learned a lot from my parents and from my church about giving back in the community. And so I've really spent a lot of time in community service, and for the last 6 years been a nonprofit leader. And when this opportunity came forward, I wanted to give back at the next level, at the state level.
Mm. What are some of those top issues that you think are important to, should voters decide to send you to peer, top of mind?
So I've talked to a lot of people in my district. We have a wonderful district, and I think my priorities align with a lot of what I hear, and that's I bring a skill set, again, in nonprofit leadership and business management. So one of my top priorities is fiscal leadership. We have done a great job in our state of balancing our budget, maintaining our pension, having a AAA rating. And those are really important so that municipalities have a bond rating that allows them to get lending at lower rates. And we want to maintain that. I really want to be an advocate for that. And then bringing nonprofit experience, you're really looking at providing services really efficiently with good outcomes. And I think that translates well to the government, to the state government. And so along with that, being a nonprofit leader, I had 50 employees. I understand that day-to-day, those priorities of small business owners, where they are trying to create jobs and employ people and balance their budgets and those challenges. And there's a lot of business leaders in our district and across our state. Small business is something we're number one at in South Dakota, and I'd love to be an advocate for that so that we stay number one. And so that's another priority I have.
Are there ways to that the state can do more to support small businesses in that, you know, being in that day-to-day as you are? What are the places where you think the state can grow in their support?
Well, I think we've made some great changes in leveraging online applications, and fees have gone up slightly, but making that a convenient process so that businesses aren't burdened with filing with the state, so that that's an easy part, not a difficult part, and being a resource. And, you know, anytime you call the Secretary of State, they're really friendly, and that's an advantage our state has, being relatively small compared to other states that I've worked with. So that accessibility and maintaining that is really important. And in the legislature, it's not overburdening that process. So again, sometimes it's not so much what you do, it's what you don't do. You don't get in their way. Mm. But I think that we have some great things going on locally with our business development, and I want to just make sure that we maintain that at a state level.
Yeah. Talk about workforce development, because as someone who employs a certain number of people, you deal with those daily challenges as well.
That is a statewide and I think now nationwide issue. And low unemployment is a real challenge. And I've heard people, even in my primary, I had a challenger who talked about it would maybe be easy just to raise wages. And that doesn't really get to the issue, as and small businesses don't have that option often. And so you've got to look at creativity, and it's a numbers issue. One of the things I look at in workforce development, I've been working since I was 14 years old. And I think that was so, you know, again, talk about South Dakota values, hard work and showing up and being committed and learning just that you earn what you earn money and be responsible with that money and be a tax-paying citizen is really an important lesson. Yeah. So for me, workforce development is a lot about engaging our youth and helping them find their career path, but also get that experience in business and helping businesses employ youth. That's been a challenge. So I think that's a key issue. We've got some great things in our state. And one of the parts that I think our legislature can do is continue to be advocates and educate the public about this. But you can go to technical school and there's scholarships. We have scholarships if you stay in state and go to school. If you get certain scores on your ACT, you're eligible for things. And so we want to continue to help people see that. And, we want to talk about the great things South Dakota has so that if you come to our state or you move back, if you've gone away, how easy it is to start a business is really appealing. And how can we continue to support people? Because that entrepreneurial bent can be really inspiring for some people. So I think workforce development, as someone who's faced the challenges of hiring in a really competitive market, is about finding those advantages that you can offer employees and also attracting and building a larger workforce. Because if we can get more people to come here and stay here, if we can get our youth in the workforce and staying in the workforce, you have more tax-paying citizens, you build your revenue, and you have a really strong economy and a strong state.
We're talking with Jess Olson from Rapid City District 34, running for State House of Representatives. And when you talked, sort of immediately after I asked the question about workforce development, we talked about working and kids and how young I started working when I was 14 as well. And now I'm thinking, there are tons of kids. I mean, I go out in my neighborhood and there are all kinds of kids, working. So I don't want to diminish that. But there are also so many activities that kids are involved in that I didn't have access to when I was, middle school, high school age. It's not necessarily top of everybody's mind because of all the other opportunities that young people have to engage in their community.
And I think it's keeping a balance. I volunteered a lot. I was a volunteen, is what they called them at our hospital.
Yeah.
So I
was
did
a
that.
Candy striper.
Yeah.
I was. I had a little outfit and everything. Yeah.
And so I think it's important to be well-rounded, and we want to see that in our lives, right? We want to have hobby and play, but we also have to have work and learn, because that's what I hear from kids across socioeconomic backgrounds, whether they're rich or poor. They're saying, well, how do I buy a car? Some of them ask how they vote, And so it's a lot about just growing up and having that well-rounded skill set of being able to have healthy hobbies, work, and give back to your community. So I think it's finding that balance. And I have two little boys and they're in soccer and then they're in baseball, and we make ourselves very busy, but we need to find that balance. And we need to teach our kids to find that balance so that if they're in sports, they're also volunteering and they are working, because learning to earn a paycheck and then spend your money wisely. And those, my mom taught me how to balance a checkbook, and it's one of the most important lessons I learned. And it's that fiscal conservatism that you apply. You don't spend more than you have. And that seems simple, but it's a really important lesson.
Let's talk before we go a little bit about education, because as a candidate and as a mother, I think all candidates have strong opinions about education, but parents maybe even more so, or at least some more up close, insight into the process. Tell us a little bit about your goals for education in the state of South Dakota.
Well, I think I was, as a parent in District 34, there's a lot of people in District 34 who have families and have kids, and we have this wonderful opportunity in South Dakota where you can walk your children to school. A lot of schools are in their neighborhoods, and you get to see that neighborhood support and network and that friendliness, so you feel like your kids have this safe educational experience. And keeping a safe environment for school is so important. I also was I think, a pretty successful product of our public education. I went to public schools in our state, and I went on to go to an Ivy League college because I had wonderful mentorship along the way and mentors that I still stay in touch with and see in our community. And I think that's something I really appreciate about South Dakota is that we're small, but we're close-knit, and that builds strength in our community. So for education, I think it's a key part at the state level because 50% of our general fund goes to education. So what we want to look at there is always just good outcomes. I want to make sure that my kids have the same opportunities I had, that they are learning for the 21st century and that they will come out of school with a competitive advantage, the same advantage I had. So that's some of the stuff I look at. I want to make sure that we maintain and then look at areas where we can improve. One of the things we're doing at the state level at the Department of Labor is looking at rolling out internships and career readiness. And so we want to continue to support those sort of innovative 21st century learning. And having the School of Mines in Rapid City is wonderful so that kids can look at that technical education and those business incubators so that they can see their education apply to the real world. And our Rapid City School District seems to be moving in that direction as well. So I think that would be my job as a legislator is to make sure we can spend those dollars wisely, expect good outcomes, have efficiencies. Those are the same nonprofit principles I applied in my leadership role and would be looking to review the education system with.
Jess Olson from District 34, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.